Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our midweek 10 of 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. Bring your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction, the expansion. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." Simple words, but have great truth and power behind them. As we remember whatever we may be experiencing in the physical form, that the essence of our being is spirit. And spirit cannot be sick or experiencing disease. So as we take in three deep, life-giving, energizing breaths of God, let us be intentional to realize that we are breathing in the cleansing, purifying, energizing spirit of life. Breathe in. Expand the rib cage, lower the diaphragm, and take in the breath of life. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Take in your second deep, life-giving, energizing breath. Breathe in. Hold. Gently, slowly breathe out. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, breathe in. Hold. Gently. I want to take a moment to truly just relax the body as we deepen into spirit. Drop your attention down to your feet. Wiggle your toes. Relax them. Tell your feet to relax. Bring your attention up to your legs and thighs. Tense. Relax. Tell your thighs and legs they are relaxed. Bring your attention up to your torso. Contract, release, tell your torso it's relaxed. Bring your attention to your hands and arms. Tense. Relax. Tell your hands and arms they are relaxed. Bring your attention up to your neck, shrug your shoulders up to your ears, drop it back down again. Tell your neck it's now relaxed. Bring your attention to your head, drop it forward, roll it round to the right. Stop at the back, roll it back round to the left. And back again to neutral. Tell your head it's now relaxed. Bring your attention to your face. Screw up your facial muscle. Tell your face it's now relaxed. Your whole body is now relaxed in spirit. Now, let us take our attention inwardly. First to our lungs. That breathe in the breath of life without us consciously thinking of it. Let us thank our lungs, the work that it does, that we so take for granted. Now drop our attention to our heart that beats and circulates the blood, and without it we will not live. And thank the heart for the work that it does. Drop your attention to your liver on your right side. And again, thank your liver. Move your attention across to your left, to your stomach. And thank your stomach for all that it does in digesting food and circulating energy. Bring your attention to the back, where your kidneys are. And thank your kidneys for the work that it does. Thank all your organs. Thank your senses. Thank your entire being for what it does that you so take for granted. Now bring your attention into your heart space, into the cave of the heart, the sanctuary, and be intentional just to be present now. I'd like to share with you some words from Ernest Holmes, 365 Days, entitled, I Sing Life's Song of Joy. You are part of the universal mind, one with universal substance. You live, move, and have your being in pure spirit. All the wealth, the power, and the goodness of this spirit exists at the center of your being. You experience this good in such degree as you accept, believe in, and feel it. As you enter into life, feeling the divine presence in everything, more and more, you will hear a song of joy singing at the center of your being. You have only to be still and listen to the song of life, for it's always there. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, as we listen to the song of life that sings in and through and as us, we know that always underneath are your everlasting arms, supporting, embracing, uplifting, protecting, encouraging us in all that we are here to do. Our life is not our life, but your life, living in and through as us. May we surrender any doubts, any fears, any worries, any anxieties that make us feel we are not enough, that we are not able, that we cannot do, we cannot be, we cannot accomplish. Let those ideas dissolve into its nothingness, from whence they come. And may we embrace the truth of who we are and whose we are. Children of the living Most High God, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the Lord God Almighty. We are made in your image and likeness, and that image and likeness is strength, is wholeness, is perfection. May we see these attributes in ourselves, irrespective of appearances, in anything that says that it's contrary. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, as we celebrate the reason for the season, the birth of the Christ light in our hearts, in our minds, in our consciousness, may we truly take that with us wherever we may be, wherever we may go, whatever we may encounter. May we remember that it is the Christ awareness of who we are and whose we are that is being birthed in our consciousness at this time, that the Spirit of the living God is in and through and as us. Never let us feel separate from this truth. Never let us feel separate from the awareness of who we are. And as we know this truth for ourselves, may we know it for all people, irrespective of how they may be behaving to the contrary. In a time where greed and selfishness is prevailing, let love, let light, let truth, let wisdom guide our hearts, our minds, in all that we do and all that we undertake. May wherever we be, may we show up as your representative of light and love on this earth at this time. Let us be a beacon, shining brightly for all to see. O divine, beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is, there is so much going on across this globe. So I hold it now, all this beautiful world and its inhabitants, two-legged, four-legged, finned, hoofed, and winged. I hold it in our hearts now, that all may see that we are one kind. We are of your spirit. We are of your life. We are of your presence. Divine, beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is in this time. When we are so concerned with Christmas and shopping and all that that requires, let us take a moment to pause and be still and remember the reason for the season. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. Amen. Now we'll do our prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds me. The love of God enfolds me. The power of God protects me. The presence of God watches over me. Wherever I am, God is, and all is well. And so it is. So, my beloveds, I wish you a most blessed and beautiful Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet again for our Christmas service on Sunday. Have a blessed, beautiful week.